From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. Over the weekend, Utah's Department of Health reported 332 new cases of COVID-19. That brings the state's total to upwards of 6,000. Those cases represent a seven-day rate of increase of 2.76%, which the state says shows that efforts to flatten the curve are successful. There were also six deaths over the weekend. Five of those were Salt Lake County residents over the age of 60. The other was a man under 60 who lived in San Juan County, an area hit particularly hard by the coronavirus pandemic. And there, in that county, the town of Bluff will remain under the red high-risk category in the governor's pandemic reopening plan. The state gave the town permission to continue implementing strict guidelines for businesses as rules become more relaxed in the rest of Utah. Mayor Ann Lepinen says she asked for the exemption because Bluff is in a uniquely vulnerable position.
Realistically, we're a border town. Our workforce is from the Navajo Nation, and it's an old population.
The exemption coincides with the expiration of a local ordinance requiring hotels to close. Now they can reopen, but non-essential businesses must remain shut, and restaurants must do takeout only. For the past few weeks, we've been answering listener questions about the pandemic. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie takes on this latest one.
A listener in Colorado was frustrated that the state shut down her county's economy, even though the local mortality rate from COVID-19 is really low. She wanted justification for the blanket statewide lockdown. John Sammet is an epidemiologist and dean of the Colorado School of Public Health. He says fighting the virus is a collective action.
You can't have one county doing one thing and the county next door doing something quite different. It won't work. We're all mixing all the time.
Now, he says there may be less mixing in rural counties, but in metropolitan areas like Denver, county lines are simply administrative borders and people cross them all the time. As Western states slowly reopen, they are giving counties and cities the chance to keep closed for longer if local health officials feel it's necessary to contain the spread. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
You can submit your own questions about COVID-19 by visiting our website, KUER.org. Domestic violence is spiking in some parts of Utah. In Salt Lake County, police sent 318 domestic violence cases to prosecutors over a three-week period from mid-March forward. That's a nearly 22% increase from the same time frame a year earlier. The coronavirus pandemic and resultant emergency declarations mean many people are confined to their homes, and for many, home is the most dangerous place, and the virus can amplify the threat. Plus, the spiraling caseload has stretched resources for victims and deepens concerns among law enforcement as judges decline to order some arrests. A newly found inflammatory syndrome in children could be the result of COVID-19 infections. In Utah, there have been 275 confirmed cases in people under the age of 14 of COVID-19, but so far, no instances of the new syndrome. Though as of last week, there were 100 children worldwide with it. Dr. Andrew Pavia with University of Utah Health says parents shouldn't be too worried.
Complications of COVID-19 in children are very rare, but that's no reason to go out and get your kids infected.
Pavia says people should still take precautions like washing their hands often. Businesses that serve alcohol no longer need approval to close while the state's COVID-19 emergency declaration is in place. That's after Governor Gary Herbert temporarily suspended a section of state law that requires that approval from Utah's Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control. This change applies retroactively to any business that closed after March 15th. The aim is to make sudden closures related to COVID-19 easier for businesses and prevent them from running into issues with their license to serve alcohol. The Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce is working to connect businesses and Utahns with resources as the state moves into its second week of reopening. Utah moved from the red high-risk phase of its pandemic response to the orange moderate phase a little more than a week ago. Now the chamber, along with the state's economic task force, has set up a program to help businesses that have reopened get their hands on personal protective equipment like masks. The chamber is also providing flyers and pamphlets on what symptoms workers should look out for from customers entering their establishment and from employees. I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto, KUER News.